Thank you and good morning. Today, the Eureka City Council will meet with and interview the three candidates remaining in the search for a new city manager. The city has refused to name the candidates, but we know one is local and the other two come from out of state. The three will meet with both the City Council and a panel of local experts, including city managers Regan Candelario and Randy Mendoza. Candelario, Fortuna, pointed out that having managers from other cities participate in the selection process is uncommon.
I've seen some different models where there's community groups that'll be brought in, you know, a lot of the people that regularly attend council meetings or the Chamber of Commerce and other groups that have a lot of active relationships with the local community. Although I can't remember ever seeing one where it's been a list of other city managers.
Candelario added that the decision is ultimately up to the City Council.
It's really what they want. So I think that's probably why you don't usually end up with a lot of this cooperative effort from other local, you know, officials in the same position.
After answering questions from the panel, the candidates will meet with the mayor and the city council for a 90-minute interview session. The State Board of Equalization voted unanimously on Monday to lower the state excise tax on a gallon of gasoline by 3.5 cents, effective July 1st of this year. The move lowers the tax back to June of 2013 levels, when it rose to 39.5 cents due to bills passed by the legislature. Board members said the lower tax helps Californians, who pay some of the highest gas taxes in the country, and it also helps the economy. It's unclear how much relief we'll see at the pump, however, and it was just last week that state lawmakers proposed raising the gas tax to 43 cents per gallon, a proposal still under consideration. Arcata police arrested a Eureka woman after a check of license plates on a vehicle parked outside the Motel 6 came back belonging to another vehicle. During the investigation, officers contacted two people in a motel room, 38-year-old Joshua Morris of Blue Lake and 41-year-old Kim Winter of Eureka. Morris was immediately arrested for several outstanding warrants. Winter was also taken into custody for outstanding warrants and a probation violation. She was also booked for possession of stolen property and forged documents. After officers searched the vehicle and found numerous stolen identification cards, social security cards, and debit cards. Winter, who had provided a false name to officers, was also found in possession of a fake driver's license, as well as drug paraphernalia. Arcata police are working to return the stolen items and documents to their rightful owners. Eureka police arrested David Geeter at a C Street apartment building early Tuesday morning following a six-hour standoff overnight. Officers were called to the scene after a report of shots fired was received. Further investigation revealed that Geeter is suspected of having fired at least two rounds from a handgun during an argument with two other people. The standoff occurred after officers, who had established a perimeter, could not initially make contact with Geeter. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
One morning in March can make a real difference for the future of a high school student. This is Jim Ritter with Humboldt Live, the Arcata High School Career and College Center, and the Decade of Difference Initiative. On the morning of March 12th, we will be coordinating our job shadow, which gives students a hands-on, real-life look at what a job or profession involves. Please call me at 839-5114 to sign up to host a student for Job Shadow. The Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Due to concerns from Eureka community members following the murder of Father Eric Fried, law enforcement and clergy officials will hold a public forum tonight to discuss public safety. The panel will include Police Chief Andy Mills, Sheriff Mike Downey, District Attorney Paul Gallegos, and mental health officials, among others, with a focus on nighttime jail releases. Government officials share the community's concern about public safety. Supervisor Mark Lovelace commented on how a lack of funding has led to a reduction in law enforcement staffing.
We know that right now we've got 13 frozen positions in sheriff's deputies, down from what it had been. I'm not even sure how far back you'd have to go to get to that full staffing. And a number of folks that are out on long-term injury leave, which happens in a demanding physical position like that.
Lovelace also points out that crime statistics do not match the public's perception that violent crime is on the rise, but there are still factors to consider.
And that doesn't mean that perception's wrong or that the data's wrong, because what it misses is things like, you know, could we have more high visibility crime, or could we have more crime that's getting reported that's not being effectively followed up on because of the reductions in law enforcement?
The forum begins at 3 o'clock and will run through 5 o'clock and is being held at the Warfinger Building in Eureka. And that's the news. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.